There are two things about the gospel: believe it and behave it. Hi, this is John Kopp. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. Susanna Ansley Wesley was born in London on January 20th, 1669, as a pastor's daughter and as the youngest of 25 children. Her experiences growing up then prepared her both for life as a pastor's wife and life as a mother. Susanna was homeschooled and was often taught by friends of her well-respected father. One of these young tutors was Samuel Wesley. When Susanna was 20 years old, she and Samuel got married. When Samuel Wesley became a preacher, Susanna entered the ministry with him, excited about the things of God. Life in the ministry, however, was harder than Susanna expected. Deism, a religious system which denies that Jesus Christ is God alone, was popular and made it difficult for the Wesleys to teach the gospel of the Bible. Despite their hardships, Susanna lived for Christ. She gave birth to 19 children during her lifetime, although only 9 of them lived to be adults. 2 of her children, John and Charles, would grow up to be famous preachers and writers. Her influence in their lives was important. Susanna's place in Christian history is marked by 2 choices she made. First of all, she determined to have time alone with God every day. When she wanted to pray, she would take her apron and pull it over her face, and her children knew that she was not to be disturbed. Second, Susanna determined that she wanted God to use her, no matter how large or small the task. She often said, "I am content to fill a little space if God be glorified." She once wrote this about how important she had come to believe that her time with God ought to be. "I will tell you what rule I observed when I was young and too much addicted to childish diversions. Never to spend more time in mere recreation in one day than I spent in private religious devotions." Do you spend as much time with God as you should? How devoted are you to entertainment and recreation? Do these things help to shape you into a gospel-living person that God will use to glorify Himself? Are you believing and behaving the gospel in your everyday life? Psalm 119:11. "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, 4, truth.com.